Okay, good morning. We are Masechet Zvachim, Daf Yud Bet. And we're just going to start at the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet. So yesterday we got up to, we had this kashya of Rav Oishia against Rav Oishia. Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Oishia said that Machshir Abim Metayr B'Pesach Sheshachato Shachit Pa'arba Asar L'Shmo Dekule Yomei Zmane Zimnehu. Right, that was, which we saw at the very, I'm just going back to the first line of the Gemara for a second. Where he says that we, our Mishnah spoke about what Ben Bateira says when you bring a Pesach Shelo Lishmo, right, on the 14th. And then he said it was Pasul, right? And the Mishnah says, and then Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yosha says that he would Machshir a Pesach, which brought on the 14th in the morning, if you brought it Lishmo. Why? Because the whole day is Zimnehu. And the Gemara says, what the Keilu? We skipped and we got the Keilu. Then it said, okay, then we said, we started asking a bunch of questions. But Hakativ Bein Arbaim, how could Ben Bateira say that the whole day is kosher if it says specifically Bein Arbaim? Then we said, we brought a lot of answers. And we said that Bein Arbaim was between night and day. And the girl brought a bunch of questions on the Neirot, on the Ketoret, right? And we had the Tamid Bein Arbaim. Right, so then we got up to the Ketoret was the last one. That's what we're up to now. Sorry, so we said the Neirot of the Kohen, then we asked about the Tamid, and now we're up to Ketoret. The Gemara says Ketoret, Tichtiva Ben Arbaim. So how can we, another example of Ben Arbaim here means only in the later part of the day, not in the morning, with the problem of the Ketoret. Says, no, how can I mean the Chura Yom Kasher? Is it the Kasher? You tell me the Ketoret is also the whole day Kasher? Says, no, even Ketoret has got a separate exception, like the Neirot and the Tamid, because there was another limiting factor on it. Shani Ketoret, the It Kash Le Neirot. Okay? If you look at the Pasuk, for Ketoret, if you go back on the previous Amud, so we had the Pasuk there, of Vahalot Aronet HaNeirot Ben Harbayim Yaktirena Ketoret Tamid Ifne Hashem Ador Techem. Right? So you see there that the Neirot and the Ketoret go together. So just like we had a special limud for Neirot, so too special limud for Ketoret. So in other words, what we're seeing at the moment is that we need to have another limud to tell us that it's only at night. Otherwise, Ben Harbayim could actually be during the case of the day. See the Rashi there, the It Kish Lenerot, Ubahalot Aru Ben Arbaim Doctorate. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hatam Nami Kativ. Hatam Nami Kativ, Sham Tizbach in a Pesach Ba'erev. Right, so the Gemara says, wait a second. With regards to the Korban Pesach, right, because we're saying over here we've got separate psukim, which even though it says Ben Arbaim, if it didn't have a special pasuk, which is only not, we wouldn't know. But the Korban Pesach says it as well. Right? Sham Tizbach in a Pesach Ba'erev. The pasuk says, Kimon HaMakom HaShem Yivchar HaShem HaKadosh Kehen Shmo Sham Tizbach in a Pesach Ba'erev. Ba'erev, actually. Kavo HaShem Yishmo Etzel Cham Nitzrayim. So how can you tell me, you telling me Ben Arbaim on its own, isn't a good enough limud? But yeah, we've got a special limud for Pesach as well. So Gemara says, no. That's a different, that specific pasuk come to teach me something else. And therefore, if it's available for use for something else, not available for this. What's that for? Ahu is le yeuchal davar hu da'ata. That limud come to teach me something special. That if we're going to bring something else in, it's something, if there's going to be a clash, then the Pesach must be later. Look at Rashi. Yeuchal davar. Yeuchar Pesach letamid. If we know now that we've already learned, there's a tamid baboker, a tamid bayerev, ben arba'im. That tamid in the evening, right? The afagav, the kule yom ezman. Now, even though we know that Pesach is the whole day, according to Rabbi Oishia, ishiya adzman shchita letamid. If you hadn't bought it yet, and it now comes the time for the afternoon tamid, tamid kodemlo. That's what that pasuk is. Sham tizbachir a Pesach ba'erev. It almost seems outrageous. Right? The Tanya, how do we know that? The Braita. The Tanya, Yuchar Davar. The Braita says, Yuchar Davar. What does it mean, make things later? Shenemar bo ba'erev. Uvan Harbayim, right? They said we've got two psukim in Pesach. We've got Ba'erev and Uvan Harbayim. The Davar Shelo Ne'emar Bo Ela Ben Harbayim Bilvad. Okay, so in other words, make this one later, because we've got two psukim, to the one that has only got the one pasuk, says Ben Harbayim. Right, so what is that? So that is the Korban Pesach, as opposed to the Olah Tamid. So the Gemara says what? Umi kamidi de'ilu shachit le mitzafra amarta zimnehu. Is there such a thing? That if you pour it in the morning, shechted it in the morning, we'd say, beautiful, that's the time, you did the right job. V'chimati ben harbayim, and if you haven't yet done it, and it now comes the later part of the day, amarta yuchar davar, you're going to say, let's hold on, there's not a time yet. This seems a bit of a contradiction, right? We're saying it's the whole day's kosher. But yet we're saying, you know what, kosher's the whole day. But if you get to a certain stage, you haven't done it yet, then wait and stop, and its time changes, and it becomes something else will precede it. Such a can it be, such a thing. So the Gemara says, yes. It can happen in. Why? It's interesting, halacha this. Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha. Look at Rabbi Yochanan, halacha. What is the halacha? Mitpalel shel mincha. V'achar kach, mitpalel shel musafin. Look at Rashi quickly, halakha, the very last wide lines of the Rashi there, at the top. Halakha, kedivu omer, hayu lefanav shtei tefilot. A guy always meant to daven, right, a kesu b'tzeh on Shabbos. Achat shol Rosh Chodesh, achat shol mincha, v'achat shol musafin. He never daven musaf throughout the shachrit. Sheshaha v'lo yitpalel shol musafin, ad zman chevarta, until it comes time for mincha, mashhina la. So you're looking at telling us what's the halakha. You daven musaf is a musaf in kol hayom, right? That's the halacha. You do musaf the whole day. Now you daven shachrit. You're not feeling well. Funny enough, this actually happened to me on Shabbos, by the way. I left shul in the middle. You daven shachrit. You're not feeling well. You go home. You go to sleep. You wake up in the afternoon, and now you remember you haven't done musaf, but it's now time for mincha. So what are you daven first? Your musaf or your mincha? Says Rabbi Yochanan, halacha. You daven mincha first, and then you have musaf. So it's exactly the same thing as our Korban. Pesach is like your Musaf, like Kasha the whole day. But you never davened it, you never did it. By the time Abai comes, you do it. So that seems to be...
Lama Mincha Kodem?
Tadir Vosheno Tadir Tadir Kodem. That's a klal. Okay, that's the klal. The principle always is, whatever is more frequent, comes first. Okay? Okay, just Michael, tell me your halacha there. Did you bring the halacha there in the
yeah. If one is obligated to recite both the additional prayer and the afternoon prayer, and he did not recite the musaf until it was time to recite the mincha, after 6.5 hours of the day, he must first recite mincha and then musaf. And then it says, even if he recited musaf first, he has still fulfilled his obligation.
In other words, it's not ma'akev, right? It's not ma'akev. It's just because of the principle of tadir shenot tadir. Okay, let's carry on. So now the Gemara asks a bunch of questions about Oishia, right? Ubein harbayim dichtiv gabe ketoret v'neirot lamali. So remember now, we had a bunch of questions over here, and we saw that we had ketoret and neirot, right? So why do I need look at Rashi? Uben harbayim dichtiv gabe ketor b'ner labli hoyel uminei lo have mashmelan ben harbayim mamash umibaylan kra achri difrusha. Right, he says if it's al pashut, right, to Rabbi Oishia, then why do we have to psukim on both? Right, so Rashi said because hoyel uminei wouldn't have learnt the one from the other mamash. Right, we have to have two hoops. We see a bunch of, we'll see the question will come clear now in a second. V'od. Because what's really happening over here now? Right, at the moment we're on the assumption, right, that we saying like this, that the korban for Ben Harbayim is the whole day. Remember, Rav Oishia is telling us that if you brought it in the morning, it would be kosher lishmo, because the whole day, because Ben Harbayim for his concern is the whole day. So now we're trying to understand how can Ben Harbayim be the whole day. So he says, yeah, you're telling me that Ben Harbayim, Dichtiv Gabe Ketoret V'Neirot, what do you need it for? Because we've got the Psukim of the night time. So it seems to be a bit of a kasha over here, right, that, to be honest with you, it's not 100% clear to me now what this question is. Uben Arbaim, Dichtiv, Gabe Ketur, Bener, Lamani. Somebody help me out. What is the actual question I'm here? I said, Uben Arbaim, Dichtiv, Bener. Hoyle Umina Lohav Mashbelan, Ben Arbaim, Mamash. Umi Bayelan, Kra, Achrinity Frusche. Read to me, what's that?
It says, the Gemara asks, if the term Ben Arbaim is referring to the entire day, as Ben Batera maintains, why do I need those instances of the expression that are written with regard to burning incense and lighting the lamps, which are not performed all day?
I see, I can... Because according to Rabbi Oshia, okay, right, according to Rabbi Oshia, Ben Arbaim means the whole day, right? Because he's saying that the Ketoret is the whole day. And then we had to have extra psukim for the Ketoret and the Neirot to limit it to only after night. So his point is that what do we need? Why Ben Arbaim? Ben Arbaim is the waste of time here because Ben... What? Right, he never asked about the keves. By the way, his question, if you noticed, the keves is a better one. What's that again?
I don't understand what
Michael read. I don't understand.
The argument is that you can do all day. Then of course you need different psukim to learn.
No. The question other way around. If Ben Arbaim means the whole day, and Rav Oshia is telling us that Ben Arbaim means the whole day because of the Korban Pesach, then when we brought the Kashya to Rav Oshia, we said, but wait a second, if Ben Arbaim means the whole day, Ben Arbaim is written with regards to Ketoret, and Ben Arbaim is written with regards to the Ner Tamid. Now, Ner Tamid, we know you can't bring the whole day. And the Ketoret, we also say you can't bring the whole day. So Moshe said, yes, no problem. That's why they've got other psukim which limit them. So then the question of Moshe is, well, if we've got other psukim which limit them, then what do we have Ben Arbaim Bichlal written there? If Ben Arbaim is going to teach me the whole day, then just leave out Ben Arbaim. You with me? Just think, why bring those psukim Ben Arbaim, which is going to confuse us, according to Moshe. To tell us Ben Arbaim means the whole day, but here we've got special limud. Just leave out Ben Arbaim. With regard to Ketoret and Tamid, there shouldn't be Ben Arbaim at all. Leave it out. So the Gemara is saying to Oshia, doesn't make sense what you say to Oshia. If it was so pashut, the Torah wouldn't write them. Why are they there? They're there for a reason. You with me?
Yeah.
That's the kasha on Oshia. That's the first question. And the second question is for Od. Heshiv Rebbe Tachav Emetaira, Ledi Rabbi Yeshua, and another brighter. Right, another bright, the Tosefta in Masechet Psachim. It was a machloket there, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, right, he replied, so to speak, to Rabbi Yoshua, on behalf of Ben Bateira. Tachat there means like eye tachat eye, like an eye for an eye, right? It was Ben Bateira tachat, Rabbi Tachat Ben Bateira, in place of Rabbi Bateira. Look at Rashi there. Vaod, Tani Betosefta, Rashi actually says Tosefta, finally, the Besura Hashash brings the Tosefta, Tiyuf to Rab Oishia. Diktani, right, there's a tiyufta against Rab Oshia, in other words, on his whole issue here of this Ben Arbaim. Diktani Heshiv Rebbe Tachat Ben Bateira, right, stay in the Rashi with me. Rebbe answered in place of Ben Bateira to Rabbi Yeshua, Ledivra Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Keilu Nishchat Beyud Gimel. Remember in the Mishnah yesterday? We had in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua said, look in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, when you brought a Korban Pesach, Shelo Lishmo, not as a Korban Pesach, on the 14th in the morning, we said that Rabbi Yeshua was Machshir. Why? Because he said, Ke'ilu Nishchat B'Shlosh Yisrael. It was if you had brought it on the 30th, in other words, in the morning before the time of Pesach, is not Korban Pesach time, so it's good as any other day of the year. And therefore, when you brought it any other day of the year, what did it come as? Okay, not as a Korban Pesach, ever as a? Shlami, right. And therefore it was kosher. And then Rab Oishia, right, when in the Gemara, when we asked Rab Oishia, right, so he said, Umay Ke'ilu, so he said, Aidi the Amar Rabbi Yoshua Ke'ilu, Amar Ihu Nami Ke'ilu. He said, don't take that Ke'ilu too seriously. It was just a kilu and kilu meant to be. And so what was Rebbe's story? Rebbe said like this. Look now in the Gemara. V'od. Hishir Rebbe Tachav Ebetar Adi Rebbe Yeshua. Lo. He said, no, you can't say that it's just stam like that, a kilu. If you tell me on the 13th, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it would be kosher. Why? She'ein miktzato ra'ui. On the 13th, is there any part of the day on the 13th that a Korban Pesach can be kosher as a Korban Pesach? Is there?
No.
No. The whole day, 13th, is not kosher to Korban Pesach. So you're going to tell me, Tamer ba'ar basar shemiktzato ra'ui? Can you compare the 13th and the 14th? The 13th is completely not a kosher day for Korban Pesach. So therefore, on the 13th, you could say it's okay. But the 14th is not like the 13th. The 14th has an element of time when it is kosher. From when? From Chatzot. That's Rebbe's answer. Now look what's going on over here. Right, look at Rashi over here. She'ein miktzato ra'ui lishmo. The 13th is never a part of the day that it's ra'ui, that the Korban Pesach is kosher, you bring it as a Korban Pesach. Hilchach lo karinan bei Pesach bismanu. Therefore, the 13th is not Pesach. Alma, so this is important, therefore, according to Rebbe, the sphere like a ben b'teira, right? So Rebbe, who holds like ben b'teira, like we saw, he brought Ben Bateira in the middle. The Sphere Lake of Ben Bateira, saying not the whole day, right? Umishum de miktzat ra'u lishmo hu de ka'amar tame it's pasu. He says that's why Ben Bateira says it's pasu. Ben Bateira says it's pasu because the whole day is kosher. He's saying it because in the, what are we saying? We said at the Amar of Oisha, it's the kasher of Oisha. According to Oisha, why does Ben Bateira say that if you brought it on the 14th in the morning, it's pasul? Not because the whole day is kosher, but because a part of the day is kosher. And if a part of the day is kosher, then it's good enough to make it pasul. Which means that Rebbe is disagreeing with Rav Oishir, with Ben Bateira, that if you brought it in the morning on the 14th, lishmo, it would be kosher. It can't be kosher. Because it's not kosher the whole day. We want to say, why did Rebbe, are you with me? Just follow me for a second. According to Ben Bateira, if the whole day of the 14th is kosher for Korban Pesach, then we understand why, if you brought it shelo lishmo, it's pasul. Do you agree? Because the whole day is kosher. And that's what Rav Oishir is saying. Rav Oishir is saying, look, Ben Bateira in the Mishnah said, that if you brought it lo lishmo on the 14th, it's pasul. Why? Because he wanted to say, Rav Oishir, the whole day is kosher. According to this here, Rebbe says no. The reason why, if you bring it in the morning as shelo lishmo, it's pasul, isn't because the whole day is kosher. We said you brought it in the morning, it wouldn't be kosher. It's pasul because there's a part of the day that's kosher, and therefore the 14th, even though it wouldn't be kosher in the morning, it's pasul to bring it lo lishmo in the morning because part of the day is kosher for it. You with me? Because it's got attributes of the day, kosher to Korban Pesach, and that's what makes it pasul. This is our kashi against Rabbi Oshia. Is the fact that Rebbe says, right, that the whole day isn't kosher. And the reason why we learn that from being pasul, not from bringing it lishmo. I really want you to understand this, because this is the last difficult part of the daf. Is that clear what I said? Let's go through it again. Does anybody understand me? One person, okay. Okay, let's go through it again. Right, Rav Oishir in the Mishnah said that, say that again, Mati. Exactly. With the because there's a part of the day which is kosher, the day has got an element in it which makes it not a shlamim. Okay? That's really where things go. Okay, let's look at it back inside. V'odeh shirribi tachat b'teir, lediv rabbi hoi shelo, im amarte b'shlosha asar kasher she'en miktzato ra'ui, that you can't compare the 13th and the 14th. Tamer bar basar she'miktzato ra'ui. Now comes the actual real question. Ve'im ita, right? And if you're going to tell me, look at Rashi, v'im ita the ben b'teira shachrit machshir lishmo, that ben b'teira says in the morning it's kosher you brought lishmo, kulo ra'ui lishmohu, then you're going to have to tell me that the whole day is ra'ui lishmo. And we've just seen now from the fact that it wasn't, that yesterday was pasul, is because not because the whole day was lishmo, was because only a part of it was lishmo. What was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's proof to that Rabbi Oishe made of pasul? He never said that the whole day was a day of what it would have been ra'ui. It was pasul because a part of the day was ra'ui. So how can you tell me that it's kosher the whole day because the whole day is ra'ui? Because Rabbi was going to say the whole day is ra'ui. You with me? That's the end of the issue. Rabbi never said that the whole day is ra'ui. Rabbi said a part of the day is ra'ui. Because there's an element of ra'ui, it's enough to make it pasul. Which means that it can't be kosher if you brought it lishmo on the whole day. Because Rabbi, using the Bateira's proof, said part of it is ra'ui, not the whole of it is ra'ui. And when's the part of it start? Only after chatzot. Okay, it should be clear now. Okay, let's move on. Okay, Ela Amar Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, anyhow, he says, no. Posel haya ben Bateira, bePesach, shechato ba'arba asar shachrit, bein lishmo, bein shlo lishmo. So here Rabbi Yochanan says straight out, we said, Rabbi Oishe said that Ben Bateira would make a kosher report in the morning before Chatzot, because the whole day is Ra'ui. It's proven now from Rabbi that even Ben Bateira is the whole day is Ra'ui, and therefore we've got a situation over here where Rabbi Yochanan approves that and says, no, even Ben Bateira would tell you that a Korban Pesach that was brought in the morning before Chatzot doesn't make a difference if you brought lishmo or not lishmo, it's pasul. Why? Because not yet the time. Now it's pasul because a part, if you brought it lo lishmo, it can't come as a shlamim. Because a part of the day is kosher, therefore it loses its opportunity, like Rabbi Yoshua would have said, to be seen as if it was the 13th. Because the 13th, the whole day can never be ra'ui. On the 14th, a part of it can be ra'ui. So therefore, it can't become as a shlamim. If you brought it lishmo, it's not yet its time. And we know, Korban Pesach, not lishmo is pasul. Clear? Right? Ariel, I don't see you nodding. Oh. Okay. So now we've got Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? So now the Gemara's got a kash Rabbi Yochanan. Listen, let's just stop for a second before we go into actual kashya and listen and think about it aloud. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, if it came in the morning, right, shelo lishmo, brought as a shlami, that's fine. According to Rabbi Yochanan, as far as Ben Bateira is concerned, if you brought it in the morning, shelo lishmo, it's pasul. And if you bring it lishmo, it's also pasul. Right, we're going to discuss a concept which we actually saw this concept. We saw this, I think, in Masechet Sanhedrin. I don't know if any of you remember, but we had in Sanhedrin, we had a concept of Nidche. Remember that? Nidche. We said Nidche, Yidche. If it was once Nidche, it's really Nidche. In other words, if you've got a korban, you set aside as a korban, and now you're meant to bring that korban, let's say, for example, the Ola of Ben Arbaim Shachrit, and you set it aside, and for whatever reason you didn't bring it, can you use that same animal as a korban the following morning for Ben Arbaim? Or once it wasn't brought for the reason of what you set it aside for, it's lost its opportunity and it's gone, you can't use it now again. Another example would be, for example, the Seirim on Yom Kippur. So we set aside the Seir Lashem and the Seir Lazazel. And they have to be identical and they have to be pairs. If you set aside two biduk, exactly the same goats, and one of them dies, the other, and that you've already drawn the lot, and the one's Lazazel, the one's Lashem, and the one Lashem dies, does the Lazazel one, can you keep it and just bring another Lashem? Or do you have to bring another set? I think we learned there that you have to bring another set, remember? That once the Lashem is gone, the Azazel can't be used again either. So that's a case of Nidche. It's lost its opportunity, it's been Nidche, it's been pushed away, and therefore Nidche, Nidche, it's gone. So the question becomes even more radical. If I set aside a Korban as a Korban at a time when I couldn't bring it as a Korban, then it might be what's called Dachui Me'ikara. A It's already lost its possibility. It can never be a korban. Because I have to set it aside only when it can fulfill its purpose. And if I dedicate it as a korban, which it basically applies according to this radical philosophy, that you can't set aside a korban until the actual time. So with most korban, we haven't got a problem because a shlamim can come into shlamim anytime. A chatat can come into chatat anytime. An ola can come as ola anytime. There'll be korbanot which are very specific to days, which will be a problem. Like let's say we saw the seirim of Shavuot, where if you set it aside in the middle of the Omer, and you can't bring it yet until Shavuot, so by the time you've got to Shavuot, it's already been nidche. You can't use it anymore. Specifically to our case would be the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach we've seen now, there's a specific window that it's a Korban Pesach, from Chatzot to Ben Arbaim, to Nata. Because it's proven now that it's been Betera is out. There's nobody that says the Korban Pesach is kosher the whole day. So now what happens if you set aside a Korban Pesach in the morning? It's not yet Korban Pesach time. Can you then bring that Korban Pesach at Korban Pesach time? It was already Nidche because you couldn't shecht it in the morning because it wasn't a kosher time. You with me? Okay, that's the Gemara's question now. So now Rabbi Yochanan has said that Rabbi Yochanan said, let's go through it again. Rabbi Yochanan, Poser Ayav in Betayr Pesach, Sheshechato Ba'abasa Ba'ashachrit, Bainishmo, Hoyel U'miktzato Ra'ui. Since there was a bit of the day, it's gone. Now, Megadef by Rabbi Abahu, right? This Lashon Megadef is a very strong Megadef, right? Megadef could also have been cursed, right? Right? We see the Torah as a Megadef, is a person who curses. It's quite interesting. If you look in anybody's got notes of the art scroll, yeah, I very seldom get to them, but I saw you looking up for Megadef. If you look here, he brings here that Megadef, he says that the Aruch, right, when he talks about Megadef, right, in the Hebrew it's note number 8 on the, it says like this: with regard to the exact translation of Megadef, the Aruch wrote under his title there, Gadef, Shu kamo lashon grifa, umetzian tnuat yad ba'avat miyah. Like a guy said, stop talking nonsense, rubbish, right? Which is a beautiful way of talking. That's not so bad, right? On the other hand, ubeshem rab shrira gaon, he says shu lashon klala, like a curse. Klomar, Rabbi Abahu ya megane t'orim svarazu. Rabbi Abahu, anybody who make a comment like this, like Rabbi Yochanan just done, he would say that he would curse him, say bad things about him. Okay, so let's use the lashon of the Aruch, and prefer saying that Ravuna said Megadef Rabbi Abahu. Saying, what's Rabbi Yochanan talking nonsense for? Right? Why? Because im ken if Rabbi Yochanan's right, then you can and you can't bring it in the morning. He said, im ken Pesach kasher leben b'teira. You can never ever have a kosher korban Pesach according to Ben Bateira. Why? To eat afreshei ha'idna. If you set it aside now, look at what in ha'idna, but you done it b'shachrit, right? In the morning of shachrit on the 14th. Dachui meikarohu. As you dedicate this korban Pesach, it's gone. Why? Look at Rashi. De b'shach tafasha lo chazi lemidi. When you set it aside, it wasn't good for anything. Because Ben Bateira said that a Korban Pesach in the morning, Lishmo is Pasul, and Lo Lishmo is Pasul. So it can't be a Shlamim, it can't be a Korban Pesach. It's got no job. So therefore, when you brought it, you couldn't actually do anything with it. Vishmainen and Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar, Rabbi Yochanan later on says, Dachui mi kara have dachui legamre. Shelo liratzot on. Once something was dachui mi kara, it never can be used again. So according to Ben Bateira, if you set it aside in the morning, it can't be as a shlamim, and it can't be Korban Pesach, so it's gone. Ve'id afreshinu me'etmo. And if you set it aside now, yesterday on the 13th, right? On the 13th, it was ra'ui. What was it ra'ui for? To come as a shlamim. But you never bought it as a shlamim. And now in the morning, you can't bring it as a shlamim, because even a Korban Pesach shloli shmo on the 14th is pasul, and a can't be a Korban Pesach either, because not rawi yet. So as the morning happens, it's also a nidche. So according to Rabbi Abahu, if Rabbi Yochanan's right, that's why I say, Rabbi, how can you say this? Are you trying to tell me, according to Rabbi Abahu, there's never a Korban Pesach, Korban Pesach? El Amar Rabbi Abahu, so Rabbi says, no, actually, I've got a solution. Tehei l'achar chatzot. You've got to be careful. You've got to dedicate the Korban Pesach only after Chatzot. Because then it's Raui to come as a Korban Pesach. Look at Rashi, Ve'etehei l'achar chatzot. Mashkachet la'pesach kasher b'metayra, b'mafrish la'ifzitz of the chatzot, t'haynu zman shkinato v'chazi lishmo. Okay. So that was the first answer B'Tayra gave to his question, Abahu's question. Sorry, Abahu gave the question on B'Tayra. That it could be now, Amar Abaya says, no, Abaya says, afilu taima mitzafra. He says, no, even if you brought it in the morning, right, mitzafra. Tzafra is the morning, look at Rashi. V'ein kan dichui me'ikaro, and it wouldn't be dichui me'ikaro, why? Hoyov ra'u hayom. Now we're going back to the idea that a part of that the day has got a part of the day, and because in it, on the day itself you will be able to bring it later, so we don't look at the hours, we look at the day, and the day would be okay, and therefore there wouldn't be time that's missing. And mechusazman, right? And mechusazman levo bayom, says Abaya. Rav Papa gives a third answer. Papa says, "Amar afilu taima meuta." Even this is a little more complicated. Even if you set it aside the night before, it would still be okay. Why? Because laila ain mechus hazman. He says night time is not considered mechus hazman. Look, it's quite an amazing gemara. This why is night time not considered mechus hazman? It's not as if you're missing time. We haven't got a period of time missing here. He says the tani de bar Bishmael. Right. This comes from our parsha this week, by the way, of Parsha Emor. Because it says, Leil Shmini Nichnas Ledir Litaser. Right? So you know that how it works. For Maser, right? You put the animals who were all born in that period into a big pen, and then you march them out the pen through a door by door, and you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, puck, you mark it with a piece of red, with a sikra, right? And then that becomes the Maser. Now, and you could only do that, look at the Gemara carries on, it says, Leil Shmini Ukurabi Apturi. It has to be 7 days under his mother. Ha, we see Laila Chazi. So if it was 7 days, on the 8th day, which the 7th at night, you with me?
Yeah.
Right? On the 8th day, is already good. On the other hand, it says, Uchtiv miyom ha-shmini v'hala. You can only use Ritzu, bring as a korban, on the 8th day. Ha, Laila lo Chazi. So we see we've got on one hand the 7th day, on the other hand the 8th day. Ha ketzad, laila ligdusha v'yom ratzah. So on the night you can set it aside, and you only bring it on the 8th day. So we see you can really set the animal aside, like dishota, at the night of the 7th, and it's still good on the 8th. So we see over there that the night doesn't create a situation where you've got a vacuum where it wasn't rayu for anything, and laila einu mechus hazman. Okay, so those were three answers. Right, we had Rabbi Abahu himself, who said on Pesach. We had Abaya, who said even during the day, and Rabbi Papa said even the night before. Right, so now the Gemara says like this. I'm Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Abahu. Abaya was the first answer, right? He said that you could set it aside after Pesach time has arrived. He said, Leime kesab Rabbi Yochanan, ba'le chayim nitchin. Are you going to tell me from your answer, Rabbi Yochanan's of the opinion that Balei Chayim Nitchin? Now there's Nitchin with regards to actual elements. We learned this before with regard to Sukkah. We're not going to go into all the different stories now, but the question here is, are you telling me that Balei, there's a place to think that maybe animals wouldn't be Nitchin? Right? You'll share the joke with me another time, Ari. Right? That we're nitche, right? Yes. It's like if you've got a behema, an animal that belongs to two partners, and then hikdish chetzia, the one partner was magdish the animal. Now we've got a case where an half an animal has been is now kadosh, right? It's been ugdash. V'chazar v'lakach chetzia v'hikdisha. And now the guy went and bought out his partner on the other half. And then Higdisha, we say that the animal is Kedusha, but V'eina Kriva. You can't bring it as a Korban. Why? Why can't bring it as a Korban? Because when you were Magdish the half, you couldn't Shecht it. It wasn't Rawi to Kriva. Why? Because only half was Shaykh as a Korban. The other half hadn't yet been Ugdash. Only when he went and bought the other half did he then complete the Hekdesh. So there was a moment in time when only half an animal was Kadosh, and you can't shecht half a korban, half an animal. So therefore, it was right, only half was Ra'wi, and that half Ra'wi was then was Nidche, because it wasn't good, you couldn't use it as a korban. So therefore, Oseh Tmura, and not only you do Tmura, but if you would, it would make a Tmura. In other words, if you now dedicated another in its place, it would also become a kosher korban. However, it would have Yotzeba. And therefore, even the Tmura you would have to shecht. So we see Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, there is a concept of Nidche with regards to korbanot. Okay, now we'll start moving through this stuff very quickly. And the Gemara says, Shema min Aklat, and we learned three things out of this, what Rabbi Yochanan is just telling us over here. Right? This Gemara, which we're learning over here, was going to start in Yom HaKippur, but to me, I think we learned it in Temurah and Kedushin. You'll see it's very, very, very familiar. Shema minah, we learn three things out of this. Shema minah, balechaim, nidchin. So first we learn that balechaim are themselves nidchin. Ushma minah, dachui mi kairah vedachui. We see now that when something is dachui, at the moment that you make it kadosh, it was impossible to be brought as a korban, it's gone forever. Ushma minah, and the third thing that we learn is yesh dichui bedamim. That even the monetary value of it, because we just saw now that the tmura will also become dachui. Look at Rashi quickly. The first part, we need the first four lines of Rashi. Yesh dichui b'kedushat damim, even the monetary aspect. Af b'she'ena kedushat aguf, kegon hacha shiktish chetzia, lo kitsha el damea. When you made only half of it kadosh, what was really happening? You couldn't shecht it. We know that it couldn't work as a korban. So what was the purpose of the guy making hekdesh in the first place? It was to be able to come and give the Beit HaMikdash the monetary value of it, of half the korban. He wasn't able to make the whole thing kadosh. And even then, even though it was only for monetary purposes, it was dachui. So now, Amar al Ula, is that clear? Okay, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Achal Chaylev, Kadosh, we learned in Sanhedrin and in Horayot. Taka, this was very, very recently. We learned this at the end of Horayot. Amar Yochanan, Achal Chaylev, a guy ate Chaylev. The fish korban, the himir dat. Remember this? And then he became a mumma. He converted, stopping a Jew. So with Rami stopped converting, he stopped as a Jew. Nidche me korban. Look at Rashi. His korban was now no longer a korban. Bekol shochtin. Ma'amari, it's practically mumma. A mumma, korban a korban. So therefore, since he became a himir dat, his korban was gone. Then the chazarbo, he said, you know, the tshuva, hoyo the nidche yidche. He couldn't bring the korban any longer. It banang, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Another example, Achal Chaylev, Yivshkorban, a guy ate Chaylev, made a mistake, and brought a Korban Chatat. Right? And then, Venishtata, he became a Shote, right? He lost his mind, and he was no longer a Pikeach. And a Shote, says Rashi there, if you're going to have Nishtata, Nidche Dabina Da'at, you have to have Da'at when you bring a Korban. Then, Chaza Venishtafa, then he came good again. Hoyo Venidche Nidche. Once it's gone, it's gone. The Gemara said, "Tzichi, we need both these cases. Why do they both? They seem to be exactly the same." He says, "No. The Ashminan Kamaiti. We just learned the first case of the Mumar. We'd have said, Mishum dehu dachei nafshei biyadayim. Why is it pasul there? Because he decided to become a Mumar. Aval hacha, but in the case where he became a bit of a, he lost his mind, then he made it. It wasn't with kavona. It just happened. We would say maybe kiyashan dami when he got wise again, it should be good." And the Ashminachim, we just learned the case of the Shote, would have said, Mishum de'ein b'yad lachzor. Why is it possible? Because the guy himself could never really decide to become normal again. Right? Like his control. And that's why when he came normal, we said, we'd be possible still. Aval hacha, but the case of the Mumar, we'd say, de'yash b'yad lachzor, we'd say, look, it's up to him to decide. So therefore, he made the decision to come back. We'd say, hey, my lord, it's not pasul, and it's real to bring it, therefore, tshicha, we need them both. Okay, by Rabbi Yirmiya, achal chaylev b'fish korban. Now, a case where he brought eight chaylev, set aside a korban. And now, this is all from a riot, right? This is all Ramesh Chazor, I'm going through very quickly. V'horu beitin shechaylev mutar. And suddenly, beitin said, you know what? That chaylev that you ate is mutar. Right? So now, he no longer has to bring the korban, because he ate chaylev which was mutar. So the korban that he had set aside was a mistake. So the korban is now nidche. Then the chazar bahed. Now Beit Din changed their minds. Now mahu, what do we say? Mi abedichui or lo abedichui? Was that dichui because the baitin said that it was kosher, and therefore it doesn't have to be a korban anymore? Or maybe no, maybe baitin made a mistake, so they have to go back to the original case, it has to be a korban again. Amale hu saba. The saba says there's some old man, a gadol, who was around there. The Beit Midrash said, you know what? Ki fatach Rabbi Yochanan bitchuin meha patach. When Rabbi Yochanan taught us the halochas of dichui, this is where he started the sugya from here. And look at Rashi, almost in line with that Gemara, one line up. V'doresh bo sheyidche. And he taught us that in the case like this, it would be yidche. Right? So, kipat Rabbi Yochanan bitchuin meha patach. What was the reason? Hatam gavra idchi, korban lo idchi. Says, why? Says, in the other cases that we saw previously over there, Rashi's Gabba Mumar and Shote, where the guy became changed his faith, or he lost his mind, nothing happened to the korban. He was the problem. He couldn't bring the korban. Right? And then we said the korban was nidche. Right? But hacha, korban nami idchi. Here it's even more strict. Because yeah, the korban was nidche, because Beitin said you didn't have to bring a korban in the first place. So the korban was nidche. So if in a place where the person was nidche, the korban was good, we said it was nidche, then certainly yeah, when the korban is also nidche. I'm sure Ben Azai. Now in the Mishnah we had, remember Ben Azai mekubalim pishivim v'shnayim zakein. So God says, lamli lamat nishivim v'shnayim zakein. Why zakein? Why not zakeinim? Gives an amazing answer. Dechuluhu b'chad shitata habukaime. Because it was a time, and obviously it was such a rare time that the Mishnah mentions it, right, that everybody was of one mind. Look at Rashi there. He says, B'chad b'yeshiva achat hayu yoshvin, they sat in the same Beit Midrash, v'chulan hayu ke'ish echad. Amazing, eh? And they all were one mind, one heart. Obviously that's something like this, it doesn't happen too often. Okay, now, the next line in the Mishnah, it said, Lo si ben azai ela ha'ola. Remember, Ben Azai said that kol ha'ne'echalin, Shenishchetin. He made a bit of a change to our original Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Kol." Let's go back a second. Our first Mishnah, "Kol Azvachim Shenizbechu Shloish Makshirim," and then yesterday we had Rabbi Elazar B'Shiva. Hold on, Amashum. No. Rabbi Elazar B'Shiva Azvachim. Anechalin. Anechalin. Rabbi Elazar B'Shiva. Shekol Nizbechin. Amashum Ben Azai. Mukwari Pishim Rabbi Elazar b'Yeshiva Shekol Hazvachim Ne'echalim. Only those that are eaten, as opposed to Kol Hazvachim. And therefore it was the Ola which isn't eaten, and we saw the Chacham didn't accept it, right? Lo si ben Azai el Ola. I'm Abhuna, but my time, why did Ben Azai add the Ola? It says Ola in the Pesukim Ola, it says who? Yisher Reach Nichoach LaHashem, he Nishma K'sheiresh, lo Nishma Psula. So he says that because in the Ola it says who, and with the Yisherech Nichoach LaHashem, it has to have Lishma. And if it's not Lishma, it's Pasul. So as opposed to the Mishnah which said, Kol HaZvachim Ksheirim, it says, no, it doesn't apply to Ola. Ola has got a special mute. So what is it? Hashem Nami Ketiv Bahu. Even Hashem is a who, and we said Hashem would be okay. So it says, no, Hahu La'achar Haktarat Emorim Hu Dichtiv. He says, no. The who in the Hashem doesn't come at the beginning. That Hashem is mentioned in the Pasuk. If you look at it, the Pasuk, it says, V'ktiro tam ha-kohen ha-mizbeicha, Yishel Hashem ha-shamu. So first he was maktir. First he burnt the Amorim. After haktirat the Amorim, then it says who. And now we know as well, right, maybe we've learned this before, that hekter Amorim isn't ma'akev. Remember that? Remember? We had this limit a few times. We said that the hekter amorim, even though you need kavana for it, if you didn't bring it, the korban still kosher. So we can't learn a mi'ut from the hekter evarim. Everybody remember that? Anybody remember that?
Yeah,
yeah. Right, okay. Right, Nami. So the boy said, what is it? Hainami lach hekter amorim duch dichtiv. He said, but what is it with this ola which you're bringing? Also after the amorim. The Gemara says, no, treyu ketiva. It's written twice. There's one before, one after. The psukim is vakreva krayim, and then it says viktiro tamakohen. So it was, wait, gabasham nami trey ketiv. It says there as well, viktiro tamakohen is baecha ishel Hashem, and then it's got the Hashem who Hashem Lashem. Who also wrote it, he said, no, Ere ben Azai, But so that's not the reason why Ibn Azar uses it. That's not his purpose because of the who. It's got another limud. What's his limud? But I'm going to cover chomer mighty. I'm going to cover chomer. Right? That's why he posels the ola. Umar chatat she'ena kalil. A chatat which isn't burned completely. Shechatas lo lishmo. Psule. If you brought a chatat, not lishmo pasul. Even our Mishnah, the first Mishnah said as well. Ola she kalil lo kol shekain. So much more so in ola. So he said that doesn't work. Why? Because ma'ale chatat shekain mechaperet. The chatat, the reason why the chatat is chamur, the chatat does kapara. The ola doesn't do kapara. How can you bring me an ola b'kaz? Okay, Pesach yuchiyat, Hashem b'Pesach. Pesach doesn't do kapara, and yet Pesach, shlo lishmo, is pasul. He says, no, you call me Pesach either. Why? Because ma'ala Pesach, shekain's ma'ala kubur. Pesach is a tzad chamur, because it's a limited time. He says, okay, chatat yuchiyat, I'll prove you. The dog is ma'ala kubur with a chatat. And the chatat is chamur. So again, chazar din lo izeh kerizeh, lo izeh kerizeh. So they said, okay, let's see what the tzara shal between them. What the tzara shal din ola and chatat? Shehem kochim v'shachatash lo ishman pasul. Afen yavi ola, therefore an ola also. Shehem kochim v'shachatash lo ishman psula. He says, no, you can't bring that. Ma tzara shave shebahen? What tzad shave to a chatat and a Pesach? Right? Sheyesh bahen tzad karet. That's karet with them. And there isn't karet with the Ola. Okay, let's end off Aviyah.